The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the epistle read on this Sunday, 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 8, in the translation of the New English Bible. St. Paul writes, "Love is patient, love is kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over other men's sins, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hopes, its endurance. Love never comes to an end." There can be little doubt that the epistle that from ancient times has been read on this Sunday just before Lent begins is a portion of Holy Scripture that's appreciated even by people who rarely darken the door of a church. This portion of Holy Scripture has been called St. Paul's Hymn to Love, and so it is. Paul writes, "Love is patient. Love is kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, not quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrong, does not gloat over other men's sins, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, its endurance." Yes, with these words, St. Paul presents a beautiful picture of love, which both touches and inspires us. But it also brings us up short. For who of us can honestly claim that we are always patient and kind, that we envy no one, that we've never been boastful or conceited or rude, that we've never been selfish, never quick to take offense, or that we have kept no score of wrongs, or that we've never gloated over other people's shortcomings and sins? Seems to me that we would make such a claim only if we are spiritually blind. And so St. Paul's beautiful hymn to love not only touches and inspires us, it also judges us. Some interpreters of these words of Paul have suggested that in this hymn to love, he's painting a picture of his own life. But I have to confess that I have a great deal of difficulty in accepting that interpretation, because I remember some other words of Paul, where he says, I know that nothing good lodges in me, in my unspiritual nature, I mean. The good which I want to do, I fail to do. But what I do is the wrong which is against my will. Miserable creature that I am, who is there to rescue me out of this body doomed to death? God alone, through Jesus Christ our Lord. The love of which Paul speaks is Christ-like love, since Jesus Christ alone has loved perfectly. And so Paul's hymn to love is a hymn to Christ, who is perfect love. Christ, who is, as the poet says, that love to the loveless shown, that they, that we might lovely be. That love to the loveless shown, that they, that we might lovely be. And so Paul's hymn to Christ, who is love, is for us sinners a call to repentance. And that's the theme of the Lenten season, which begins again this Wednesday. The gospel read on this day points in that direction, where Jesus says to his 12 apostles, Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and everything that is written of the Son of Man will be accomplished, for he will be delivered to the Gentiles, and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. They will scourge him and kill him, and on the third day he will rise. Jesus is, as we sang at the beginning of this service in Charles Wesley's wonderful hymn, that love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven, to earth come down. In the perfect world, that perfect love would only have been welcomed with exceeding great joy. But in this world as it is, this imperfect, fallen world, that love was spurned. I often think that some of the saddest words in Holy Scripture are found in the third chapter of St. John's Gospel, where John writes, And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. And so the one who is God from God, light from light, the embodied love of the Father, is put to death. But in dying, he offers himself as the perfect sacrifice for all the sins of the whole world, your sins and my sins. The perfect sacrifice for all the lovelessness that has plagued this world from the very beginning of the human story, when Cain killed his brother Abel, and who, when called to account by God for murdering his brother, answers, Am I my brother's keeper? I my brother's keeper? And that's not just an ancient story from the dim and distant past. It is, in one way or another, what people have been saying ever since. And so there is the devastation we see on every side. God is calling each one of us to repentance for our return to Him, our return to the way of love. Repentance. In the Hebrew language in which the Old Testament is written, the word for repentance literally means turning around. Turning around. In the Greek language of the New Testament, the word for repentance literally means a change of heart and mind. That change of heart and mind, which the Holy Spirit works in us when seeing our shabby, sinful selves, we also see the perfect love of Jesus crucified and risen. So, remembering the Lord Jesus, let us again hear the words of Paul's hymn to love, his hymn to Christ, our Savior. Love is patient. Love is kind and envies no one. Love is never boastful or conceited or rude. Love is never selfish nor quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrongs, does not gloat over other men's sins, but delights in the truth. There is nothing love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, its hope, its endurance. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Thank you.